This is the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast on the 20th of June, 2025. Summer officially arrives later today, actually this evening. I'm Andy Eubank, the Hat Podcast brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online at ffbt.com. Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller have the news today from the close of the FFA State Convention, and they'll have the new Indiana FFA State President, and you'll hear from the Golden Owl winner, too. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has the Indiana Farm Forecast, and it is a dry and hot one. Yesterday, corn, bean, and wheat markets closed for the federal holiday after a strong wheat rally the day before. Carl Setzer joins us with market commentary coming up on the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
McDonald's of Indiana proudly supports our local farmers and suppliers. McDonald's sources millions of their products from the talented farmers here in the Hoosier State. As you gather to celebrate this year's Indiana FFA State Convention, remember to fuel your passion with your McDonald's favorites. Download the McDonald's app now and order with ease. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Introducing your new Indiana FFA State President and the Golden Owl Award winner for 2025. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. And we're on the road at Purdue University's campus in West Lafayette for the 96th Indiana FFA State Convention. Our Eric Pfeiffer is standing by with a very special guest. Eric?
Thank you, CJ. It's been a fun week here on the Purdue University campus for the 96th Indiana FFA State Convention. And I'm now with the Indiana FFA president, newly installed, newly elected, Caitlin Marcheski, Tri-Central from Tipton County. Caitlin, just talk about this moment. What does it mean to you to be the new president of Indiana FFA?
It's indescribable the amount of gratitude I feel right now for Indiana FFA as an organization and for all of the delegates and all the people who were able to make State Convention possible. We truly couldn't have done it without so many sponsors, supporters, and volunteers, and I'm just eternally grateful for this moment and this organization.
You get a year to be the Indiana FFA state president to kind of leave your mark. What goals do you have here over the course of the next year for Indiana FFA and for you personally?
I think one of the biggest goals is just to impact Indiana FFA in any way we can. Like you said, we only get a year, so we need to pack that year full of impactful moments and really making every second matter and making meaning out of every moment.
What led you to want to be president of Indiana FFA, a state officer for Indiana FFA? What's gotten you here?
The community of people around me supporting me are absolutely what's gotten me here. All of the supporters, family, friends, and community members that have rallied around me throughout this process and throughout my last 4 years as an FFA member have gotten me to this moment, and it just means so much to be able to be here and have those people around me.
Caitlin Marcheski, the new president of Indiana FFA, congratulations to you and to your teammates, and good luck this next year.
Thank you so much.
CJ, I know we've got more here from the Indiana FFA State Convention. What's up next?
I am with your Golden Owl Award winner for 2025. That is the award that Indiana FFA gives out to the top ag educator of the year. This year's Golden Owl winner is Mr. Jim Wildermuth. He's with North Miami High School and the advisor for North Miami FFA. And Mr. Wildermuth, when they announced your name on that stage as this year's Golden Owl Award winner, what went through your mind at the time that you received the award?
First thought was just very humbling, standing up there with a lot of very well-deserving other ag teachers and knowing that it came from a community nomination to start with and just students. So just very overwhelmingly humbling experience.
Now, Jim, I understand that you are only the third ag educator at North Miami High School. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I took over for my previous teacher who had taken over for his. So a long tradition of amazing community support for the ag program through our school, the teachers, administrators, just everybody involved.
Mr. Wildermuth, what message do you have for Indiana FFA and the FFA community after having won this award?
My message would just be strive for that servant leadership, continue to put others first. And if you just be yourself, just help the students rise up, that things will work out, and that's just the best advice I can give at the moment.
Once again, Mr. Jim Wildermuth, your Golden Owl Award winner for Outstanding Ag Educator of the Year. And Mr. Wildermuth, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And I'm CJ Miller from the 96th Indiana FFA State Convention, presented by McDonald's of Indiana. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Hey, farmers need equipment? Check out Purple Wave Auction every other Wednesday. They're running ag auctions where everything sells, no reserve, no games. What I love is how they let you talk directly with sellers. Got questions about that tractor? Just ask. That's the kind of hometown service you want. But here's the kicker. Your equipment gets seen by buyers across the entire country. Whether you're buying or selling, jump into Purple Wave's auction rhythm at purplewave.com. Purple Wave Auction. Sold means sold.
Moving into a dry and hot period here across the Hoosier State, I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We're going to be seeing temperatures slowly work higher here today on our way to a very hot, very humid weekend. And that hot, dry pattern with high humidity holds into most of next week. At this point, I think we are going to be precipitation-free for at least 6 days back-to-back. And over most of the state, it's probably going right on through the early part of next weekend. Here's what I'm talking about. Definitely no precipitation in the forecast today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. As we get into Wednesday of next week, there's a little bit of instability trying to pop up over Michigan, creating some scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'm going to leave the door open to Wednesday overnight into early Thursday. A little bit of that moisture you're trying to sneak down into the northern tier of counties here in Indiana. However, the rest of the state, the rest of us are going to stay partly to mostly sunny, very warm, very dry for both Wednesday and Thursday. We get into next Friday, more of the same, more heat, more humidity, but no new precipitation. Saturday the 28th, there are thunderstorms that are close. I think we have to watch for some pop-up action, maybe Saturday midday and afternoon over northern parts of Indiana, overnight Saturday night into Sunday in southern Indiana, but it's not exceptionally well organized. We're pushing off the organized moisture just a little bit longer. I think that's going to be later Sunday into Monday the 30th, where we can see showers and thunderstorms giving anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 inches. But that means the moisture that we received over the past day and a half, 2 days or so, that has to hold most of us all the way through this upcoming week and right on into early the week following. That's going to be a long, dry stretch here. We'll see how crops handle the heat. We've been complaining a lot about lack of heat units. Well, we're going to get them here this week and how. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. Markets were closed on Thursday for the federal holiday. I spoke on Wednesday to Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting, asking Carl if the very strong wheat rally going into the break had something to do with the one-day pause, and also tensions in the Middle East.
Yeah, the geopolitical developments we've had in the last 24 hours really helped out the wheat complex today. Mainly what we'll see come out of the Mideast wheat supplies, but even greater than what we'll see come out of Russia. Starting to see some tempers flaring up again, Ukraine and Russia kind of cutting their inventory. So we did see the geopolitical events erupt, but weather really a factor today, especially after Russia came out and said they declared 8 of the country's main wheat producing states are now in a state of emergency because the drought is so bad. You add that to the U.S. Wheat harvest being slowed considerably by ongoing rains, and now we're hearing quality concerns with the U.S. crop. All of it really built up into a complex that was heavily oversold, and trade just started to buy today. And wheat, really the market that I would say not just oversold, but really undervalued when you look at U.S. wheat compared to the other markets, that brought buyers back to the complex.
Buying kind of hard to come by recently, though, with the other markets, corn and beans.
Yeah, really lethargic trade there. Wheat benefited from weather today. Earlier this week, we saw weather become a little bit more of a factor for corn and soybeans, really, for that matter. Trade was caught off guard this week. We had a 2% reduction to the U.S. soybean crop rating last Monday. And really, ever since then, that complex has been a little bit of a head-scratcher. We still have that record crop coming out of South America to contend with. But after that, if we start seeing a little more stress on the U.S. crop, got to remember, we're already at a rationing level on new crop stocks to use. It won't take much to put the U.S. crop back into a critical position.
You're not a weatherman, but how likely might it be that we get that stress?
It's starting to look more and more like it with these forecasts. And what a lot of forecasters are looking at, and some market analysts, is saying, well, we don't have sustained pressure coming. We don't have sustained heat on this crop. The thing is, we don't have to really have a two-week dome of high pressure set up. We're chipping away at this yield already out west, where a lot of states are saying, you know, they need rain. They're starting to turn dry. And now we're starting to see in the eastern Corn Belt some areas where we've had standing water in fields show up in the crop condition. All in all, it's about time the market does start to react to these weather issues.
Carl Setzer, market analysis. Carl is at Consus Ag Consulting, and his number is 989-506-1587. Markets ended Wednesday with July corn at 433 and a half, up two on the day. Dees sitting at 444, a nickel and a quarter gain. November beans also a quiet day, up a half cent, 1068 and a quarter. And wheat 25 and a quarter up on July, 574 and a quarter. Coming up, a full session of trade on Friday, and you can keep an eye on the markets at HoosierAgToday.com. And our brand new free mobile app has the markets too. I'm Andy Eubank, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.